Well, thank you all for being with us here this, the third Sunday in the season of Advent. Now, of course, today we have lit three candles, our two blue and our one rose candle. Because on the third Sunday in the season of Advent, as I mentioned in the children's sermon, we light the joy candle, which is rose colored. But you know, light is such a fundamental part of the way we celebrate this time of the year. We light our Christmas trees, we light our houses, we light candles. Now, in my household, as many of you know, we light a lot of Christmas trees. And one of the problems that comes with having a house full of Christmas trees every year is controlling the lights. On the outside of my house, I have lights, and those are on timers. And I've done that on the inside before, but sometimes you don't want the Christmas tree lights on and the timer's on, and sometimes you do want the Christmas tree lights on, but the timer hasn't gone off yet. So this year, I installed in our house a number of smart outlets. They plug into the wall, the lights plug into the outlets, and then all I have to do is say, "Alexa, tree's on," and every Christmas tree in my house comes on. Now, I know there are a lot of folks who are a little anxious about how much artificial intelligence is influencing our lives. A lot of people are uncomfortable with Google, with Alexa, and with Apple. But in the end, the convenience of being able to just say, "Alexa, turn on all my house lights," that's a pretty marvelous thing. I'm wondering if right now I'm watching this at home and my Alexa's turning my Christmas tree lights on and off. Because every time I say, "Alexa, tree's on," it's trying to turn my trees on if it can hear my voice. But you know what? Here's the important thing. It's just a way of controlling my lights. It's no different than a light switch, except, of course, it's voice activated. But you know, the lights are such a phenomenal part of the season for me that I just can't get enough of them. You know, I want more trees, I want more garlands with lights, which we've done this year. I just enjoy the element of light. Light is something fundamental to human beings. In fact, when John the Baptist is talking about the Christ who is to come, he talks about him being the light. And John says, "I'm not the light." He fully admits, and it says in the scripture passage, he fully admits, "I'm not the light. I'm not the one you've come seeking." The Pharisees sent some spies out, and they're talking to John the Baptist. "Are you the Messiah?" "I am not he." "Are you the prophet?" "I am not he." "Are you the light that we've been waiting for?" He says, "I am not he, but I am the one who points to the light." See, John, for all of his glory, John, for all of his importance, and he is an important figure, not only in the history of Israel, but also in the history of Christianity, he understands he's not the light. And I cannot stress how strongly John is important. He's a bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. He is very much in the vein of an Old Testament prophet who is proclaiming God's word to the nation of Israel, but he is an integral part of Jesus' ministry, so much so that he is the first person to recognize that Jesus is the Messiah, because he does it while he's still in the uterus. You see, Jesus and John the Baptist encounter each other while their mothers are pregnant. And John the Baptist, as an unborn infant, says, "There's the Christ, I recognize him." So he bridges that gap between the old and the new. And as important that as that is, when the Pharisees say, "Are you the one we've been waiting for?" John recognizes that he's not. He is not the light of the world. And you know, sometimes when we get to this time of the year, we talk about how important it is to bring Christ's light into this world. And sometimes I think we think that it's our job to bring light into the world. And it's a hard job to bring light into the world, isn't it? Because this time of year, it can become all about how do we illuminate the lives of those around us. Have we decorated the house enough for them? Have we baked them enough cookies? Did we buy them the right presents? Are the presents going to arrive on time that we ordered on Amazon? And of course, this year, so many of our families can't even come and visit with us. And so we find ourselves worrying more and more about how we are supposed to be the light in the lives of the people around us, how we're supposed to illuminate this season for them, and how we are to make Christmas bright and shiny for our children, our parents, our spouses, our friends, our community. We've struggled greatly with this. In fact, one of the problems we struggled with trying to figure out how to do our worship service in our parking lot was light. Our parking lot's not very well lit after dark. If we were going to bring all these cars in and have all of these folks standing around in our dark parking lot, we worried if we could keep it safe. And so we're renting giant lights to put in our parking lot because we want to be a light to our community. And in the midst of all of this Christmas season, we forget that John the Baptist stands before the Pharisees and says, I'm not the light. I'm not what brings you joy. I'm not what brings you hope. I'm not what brings you salvation. I'm a guy that lives in the wilderness and I baptize people for the remission of their sins. I'm a voice of one crying into the wilderness, make straight a path for the one who is the light. See, that's the only thing we really in the end can do. We can make straight a path for those in our lives to see the love of Christ. We can make straight a path for those in our lives to see the light that is Christ. We cannot be Christ. As much as we want to be the light in the lives of all those around us, and it's a lot of stress. Maybe you're feeling some of the anxiety right now. Some of that Christmas time jitter, have I gotten everything done? Is the house decorated right and all of that? Do I have enough lights? And you may be feeling right now burdened under that. Just remember what John already knew. You're not the light. You can't be the light of Christ at Christmas because there's only one Christ. And he is the light. We can celebrate him. We can point to him. We can be excited about him coming as an infant and excited about him coming again to judge the living and the dead. We can be excited about the light and we can let that light shine all around us, but we can't be the light. That's not our role. It wasn't John the Baptist's role. It's not yours or mine. So if you're putting that pressure on yourself this year, if you feel that anxiety and tension that you have to do everything right to be the light for those this Christmas season in your lives, let it go. Do your best. But remember, we do what we do out of love. We do what we do out of celebration. We do what we do out of joy because Christ has come, not out of obligation or fear or guilt. That's not light, that's darkness. If what we are doing out of fear, obligation, and guilt, we're not bringing the light of Christ in anyone's life. We're bringing the darkness of sin into their life. So be joyful. Be celebratory. Be happy. Be in the light of Christ and share it with all around you. But know that you are sharing the gift you have first received, not something you're producing from within, but a love that has been given to you first and foremost. Amen.